Physical intimacy. One point most behavioral science experts agree upon is that to love and to be loved are basic needs of every human being. Of the many ways to communicate love for another person, expressions of physical affection are some of the most satisfying. Our bodies and skin were meant to be touched. One frequently cited illustration that documents the universal need for contact comfort is the European orphans who died due to a lack of human touch. Once the caretakers started holding the babies while feeding them, deaths decreased dramatically. Children are not the only ones who need to be touched, held, and hugged. Adults also need to be caressed, embraced, and touched in many different ways. Physical intimacy between husbands and wives includes holding hands, hugging, kissing, caressing, and relating sexually with one another. Sexual intimacy is the ultimate way soulmates express their physical affection for one another. Some argue that physical intimacy is merely chemistry between a male and a female. It certainly can be. That's basically what occurs when two people who have just met end up in bed together. Nothing more than sexual attraction. However, thriving soulmates deserve far more than this. One of the tremendous advantages of committed life partners is that they have ongoing opportunities to express and receive physical manifestations of their mutual affection. Tender moments of brushing a tear from the cheek, a neck rub to get rid of the kinks in life, embracing one another during times of sadness or joy, or even simply holding hands while you're walking. Naturally, marriage partners also have the benefit of expressing their love through the ultimate demonstration of physical affection, the act of sexual intercourse. In discussing the sexual relationship between a man and woman, we want to make a very important point. Many of the practices discussed in this book can be applied not only between marriage partners, but between any individuals who want to improve their relationship. For example, we share experiences with coworkers, neighbors, and extended family. Family members and friends care for one another, confront and resolve their conflicts, grow together in many ways, and develop emotionally intimate relationships. The sexual relationship, however, is different. Husbands and wives who are serious in their commitments to one another recognize a basic fact. The only person on earth with whom it is appropriate to share this ultimate expression of physical love is your marriage partner.
The sexual relationship is the only one of life's experiences which a husband and wife should share uniquely with one another. In all of life's many facets, we continually share our mates with others, whether at work, with family or friends, or in the community. We share our expertise and talents as a teacher, a painter, a mechanic, a dentist, with many people around us. But in the privacy of the bedroom, we can experience oneness in our physically intimate connections. These are the sublime moments which unite us in a special, exclusive union not shared with anyone else on earth. Sexually connecting with our soulmate is the one practice of marriage that is uniquely powerful in its capacity to unite, bind, and renew our relationship. Any partner who overlooks this vital fact makes two serious mistakes. First, he or she fails to take advantage of a distinctive, delightful resource for cementing the couple's bond as exclusive and devoted lovers. Second, because sexual needs are normal and individuals naturally seek to fulfill them, in this dimension of marriage more than in any other, it is crucial that both partners do what it takes to meet one another's needs. To put it bluntly, if you don't adequately meet your partner's sexual needs, who will? During intimate encounters, the ego boundaries between a man and a woman, which normally keep us distanced from others and protect us during the course of daily life, come down. As people reach out to encompass another human being sexually, they become considerably more vulnerable. During the act of sexual intercourse, with our boundaries down, we are more likely to feel that we love the person we're with. Thus, sexual intimacy provides an emotional environment which can greatly reinforce the love, caring, and respect we feel for our loved one. Of course, those who have lived long enough understand that loving someone for a lifetime is very different from merely participating in a momentary, pleasurable experience. Mutual lovemaking and the oneness created from it are the most beneficial, repeatable experiences a couple can share. In their excellent book, The Act of Marriage, Tim and Beverly LaHaye point out that though the amount of time a couple spends making love is quite limited, less than 1% of their total time together, the dividends are substantial. That's because when a couple's sexual experience is pleasurable for both partners, their positive feelings toward each other during the act extend into their contentment after lovemaking. It's virtually impossible for anyone today not to be exposed to an abundance of references to sex, including many fine resources covering numerous aspects of sexuality and physical intimacy. Interested couples will find no lack of information concerning differences in male and female needs, creating romance, creative ways to seduce your mate, stages and cycles of sexual arousal, techniques for lovemaking, positions during intercourse, methods of achieving orgasm. The list goes on and on. We are fully aware of the broad spectrum of knowledge, experience, attitudes, and values of different individuals concerning sexuality. Also, we realize that what some couples are perfectly comfortable with in the privacy of their own bedrooms might seem uncomfortable to discuss in a more public forum or even to read about. So, even though a couple's own experience with physical intimacy are usually X-rated by their very nature, in this chapter, we've chosen to include material of a PG nature. Those wanting more explicit information about sexual relationships certainly have a wide variety of resources to draw upon. We'll focus on 12 basic concepts about physical intimacy relevant to virtually all husbands and wives who want to share a satisfying sex life together. You'll note that the underlying assumption with all 12 is that thriving sexual relationships always require two fully participating partners.